Work continues at the Auwen Waterplay Park, with a July opening expected, according to town staff. During Monday's, June 19, council meeting, councillors received an update on the project by the town's Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture Dean Culver, with a notable addition. Due to a $30,000 donation by the Peggy State Wong Community Foundation, the park will now also feature an art piece that will incorporate a water bottle fill station. When it's fully running, everyone is going to be blown away, said Culver. Robert Wong approached the town about a year ago, wanting to provide funding for a water bottle fill station adjacent to the Georgian Trail at Harborview Park through the foundation he created in his late wife's memory. It blossomed into an art piece as well, Culver told councillors. Created by artist Derek Martin, the art piece will be a bowl-shaped structure tipped toward the east, adorned with a turtle. Martin consulted with Indigenous advisor James Carpenter on the project. The bowl represents the interconnectedness of all things, said Culver. The addition of the water bottle fill station creates a complement between the sculpture's intent and the practical need for water. Wong also spoke to council on Monday, outlining his reasons for wanting to support the project through the foundation. We're very fortunate this came together. My wife was an environmental planner, Wong told council. We wanted to choose a project so we could give back to the community. The Auwen Waterplay Park is being constructed in Harborview Park, adjacent to the Auwen Gathering Place. The site will include multiple waterplay features including waterfalls, a splash pad, a washroom, change facility and parking. The water throughout the site will be recycled. Ojibwe advisor, elder and knowledge keeper Dr. Duke Redbird was consulted on the design of the site. The last budget estimates provided by the town for the overall project hit $2.5 million as of May 2022, after staff brought forward issues they had been dealing with on the project such as supply chain and vendor access. The original budget for the project, when it was proposed, had been $1.5 million.